Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-ah! I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. So we're sending 1,000 of our military people to build a seaport in Gaza so we can bring in more supplies for the people. We're putting our troops at real risk. Why is this necessary? We should be pushing Egypt and Saudi Arabia and all the other Arab Muslim nations to take care of their fellow Muslims. We are not and should not be the world's guardian angel. And there's much evidence that much of the food we dropped in earlier ended up in the hands of Hamas. We're putting our military people at real risk to do the work that local nations should do. Our military should be conducting hundreds of bombing missions every day against the Houthis. They are a real enemy, and our occasional current bombing runs are minor enough to be ignored. Let's focus on taking out the bad guys. Okay, joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is, of course, Marine Vet Skip Coriel. Rumor has it you're storing firewood, Skip. That true?
Well, yeah, that is true. I mean, we had a milder winter than normal, so I still have wood left over. And if you listen to the news, I won't even need any firewood for next year because of global warming. So I don't know why I'm even doing this. I mean, I'm not going to need wood. It's going to be 70 degrees here in Michigan. Why do I bother?
Well, you can, you know, cook marshmallows and stuff.
That's true. Well, we'll see. I'm gonna hedge my bets and gather the firewood, Colonel.
Okay, invite me the next time you do a barbecue for marshmallows. I'd like to come over.
Sounds good.
Okay, here's what we have for you today. A news and comment by the Colonel. I'm going to discuss the many challenges our military faces around the world. Then Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby will contribute his warrant wisdom. Mike Fulgens, the president of Universal Coin and Bullion, will discuss our economy and being secure in our investments. Then Mike Kimmage will present his recent book, Collision. It's about Ukraine. And Gil and Skip will present The Border and a Book.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We really do welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. And now it's the time for news and comments by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. And we'll start with the news, of course. What's first, Skip?
Well, Colonel, over 8 million illegal immigrants will be living inside the U.S. by September, according to government estimates. That's up from 6 million last September and only 3 million in 2019, an increase of 167% in the last 5 years. Texas has dominated border headlines in the last month, but it isn't the only state dealing with border security issues. Border Patrol officials have reported a sharp increase in encounters near Tucson, Arizona this month, 14,000 on one weekend alone.
Can someone explain to me how this is in any way good for our nation? Our children and their children will be dealing with these totally inappropriate and illegal people for all of their lives. So why are they here and more of them coming?
And a former software engineer at Google has been charged with stealing trade secrets about artificial intelligence and funneling the information to two Chinese companies he secretly worked for. Linwei Ding, a Chinese national, was arrested in Newark, California, and faces 4 counts of theft of trade secrets. A Google spokesperson said the company noticed documents were stolen, conducted an internal investigation, and contacted the FBI. Following the arrest, Attorney General Merrick Garland said, quote, "The Justice Department will not tolerate the theft of artificial intelligence and other advanced technologies that could put our national security at risk," unquote.
Well, the information this spy has given to China is a real threat to our nation. We need to take moves to end all Chinese communist presence in our nation. They hate us. They plan to take us out and say so. Let's wake up here.
And Sweden has formally joined NATO as the 32nd member of the Transatlantic Military Alliance, ending decades of post-World War II neutrality and centuries of broader non-alignment with major powers as security concerns in Europe have spiked following Russia's invasions of Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg also described it as a historic day, and Sweden will now take its rightful place at NATO's table with an equal say in shaping NATO policies and decisions. Stoltenberg underscored that the Nordic country now enjoys the protection granted under Article 5, the ultimate guarantee of allies' freedom and security. Article 5 of NATO's treaty obliges all members to come to the aid of an ally whose territory or security is under threat. It has only been activated once by the United States after the September 11, 2001 attacks, and is the collective security guarantee that Sweden has sought since Russia invaded Ukraine. Quote, Sweden's accession makes NATO stronger, Sweden safer, and the whole alliance more secure, Stoltenberg said. He added that the move demonstrates that NATO's door remains open and that every nation has the right to choose its own path. Sweden, along with Finland, which joined NATO last year, both abandoned the long-standing military neutrality that was a hallmark of the Nordic states, Cold War foreign policy after Russia invaded Ukraine in early 2022.
This makes sense. It's clear that Putin and Russia are in an empire-growing mode. If they get away with capturing Ukraine, it is very likely that they will seek to grab some other nations in Europe and Asia.
And fresh off their conquest of the town of Avdiivka in eastern Ukraine, Russian forces are continuing to make advances against Kiev's increasingly taxed troops. This month, Russian troops have reportedly pushed an additional 2 miles beyond Avdiivka. They may not sound like much, but as Al Jazeera gamely pointed out, 2 miles in a week is a proper hare's pace for a Russian military that spent 4 months and as many as 16,000 casualties just to advance 5 miles to Avdiivka itself. The fresh push suggests Putin is seizing the moment strategically and politically. With our aid to Kiev deadlocked in Congress, Ukraine is struggling to find fresh recruits and portion dwindling munitions. Meanwhile, with his election approaching this month, Putin will happily peacock a few extra bits of Russian-controlled territory in Ukraine, all of which throws the spotlight back on us. Without further aid, Kiev's military position is expected to deteriorate rapidly in the coming months. In that event, prospect of some kind of partition of Ukraine would start to look inevitable.
Yes, we are and should be helping Ukraine, but most of their help should be coming from Europe, their neighbors and the nations most likely to be Russia's next targets. We are not the world's policemen. And our aid is held up because our Senate and our president tie that aid to aid that keeps our southern border wide open, open to more drugs, terrorists, and people who will be of no help to our nation.
And government agencies will analyze the debris of an unidentified high-altitude balloon recovered in waters near Alaska, said the Pentagon. Earlier this month, fishermen found the debris off the coast of Alaska after it flew over the western part of our country. Pentagon spokesperson said, quote, we do not know why the balloon was in the waters off the coast of Alaska, nor are we going to characterize it at this time, but hope to learn more about the balloon's origin and purpose after further analysis of the material, which will be conducted by multiple agencies, unquote. The Pentagon's confirmation on March 6 marked the first public acknowledgement that the discovered object was indeed a balloon. Last month, our military monitored the balloon's trajectory across the western United States. A North American Air Defense Command spokesperson said that it and the Federal Aviation Administration detected the small balloon flying at an altitude that varied between 43,000 and 45,000 feet. NORAD fighters intercepted the balloon over Utah and determined that it lacked maneuverability and posed no threat to national security. The FAA also confirmed that it didn't pose a hazard to flight safety.
Given that China is doing all they can to hurt our nation and have flown a balloon over our nation before, why wasn't the balloon shot down? That it wasn't an immediate threat is no reason to assume that it's not a threat of any kind. And that's the news. As Americans, it's our responsibility to ensure that our nation is well-run and on the right path. Politics and politicians are confusing. We can work together. Concerned Veterans for America can assist you, even if you're not a vet, in getting involved in getting our nation back on track. Working with them is one of the things I do. Check CVAfrontlines.com. That's CVAfrontlines.com. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk with Mike Fulgens. At ease, troops, take a break. When considering precious metals investments, credibility is paramount. That's why I chose Universal Coin and Bullion. They have a long-standing reputation in the industry that instills confidence in investors. Plus, the company's president, Dr. Mike Fulgens, is recognized as America's gold expert by his peers and the U.S. government, and was named Dealer of the Year by the American Numismatic Association. Call 800-UCB-GOLD or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correll with your home defense tip of the week. One item you should keep in your bedroom at all times is a military-grade high-lumen flashlight. I've raised four teenagers, and I've learned that just because someone's sneaking in your window at 2 a.m. doesn't mean you want to shoot them. That bright flashlight will immediately blind the invader and readily identify whether they are friend or foe. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the front lines of freedom all across America. Troops, even if our economy wasn't a mess with inflation going crazy and prices up out of sight, I'd still recommend you do some investing in precious metals, gold and silver. I encourage you to join me in purchasing these solid investments from Universal Coin. Find them at universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. Our military has a real problem in that the senior leaders, both military and civilian, are clearly lacking in integrity and good sense. Two examples of this are the stupid abandonment of Afghanistan and lots of our most modern weapons and equipment that we left there, and the statement by our chairman of our Joint Chiefs of Staff that our Air Force has too many white male pilots and that we have to get rid of about half of them. That said, our military is full of great patriots who love our nation and are prepared to give their lives to defend us. We owe them our support and appreciation, and we need more good men and women to join them. Whenever it is that we get some competent senior leaders, we're going to need a lot of good people with time in the military to promote as our military rebuilds itself, focusing on being combat ready instead of being woke and good at pronouns. Here are some of the challenges our nation and military are facing today. Obviously, our southern border is a real threat to our safety. The estimated 10 million illegals who have entered our nation number 10 times the size of our army. The socialist policies in force in Venezuela have compelled about 8 million of their citizens to flee the country, and 2 million of them have come here. This nation is close friends with China. That's a real threat to us. Our horrible abandonment of Afghanistan, leaving behind $86 billion worth of our weapons to be inherited by the Taliban, a terrorist group. But for some reason, we're still giving the Taliban over $1 billion in aid per year. Do you think any of these weapons and funds might go into the hands of terrorists? Yeah. In the Middle East, obviously, there's Israel's current fight against Hamas while still being attacked by Hezbollah from the West Bank. Israel should destroy Hamas to the last person, as destroying all Jews is Hamas's stated goal. Hezbollah has fired over 2,000 missiles into Israel, mostly at civilian targets, mostly from Lebanon, since the October 7th Hamas attack. That could easily become a two-front war. Where is the outrage from the UN and other nations? Iraq has demanded the withdrawal of all our military forces from their country. We have 8 bases in Syria, ostensibly for intelligence gathering. They've been attacked by various terrorist groups over 165 times. Currently, we've suffered 3 deaths and 70 wounded. Jordan, Iran-controlled terrorists fired armed drones into a U.S. barracks there in late January, killing 3 of our troops. In the Red Sea, Iranian-supported Houthis attacked our warships and international shipping, forcing shipping to abandon the use of the Suez Canal. Yes, we're attacking some of the territory they control, but our attacks should be massive to totally destroy these Houthi terrorists. They are our enemy. And since President Biden removed sanctions on Iran, they've stepped up its nuclear weapons development and intensified its support for terrorist attacks. Qatar hosts our largest Air Force base in the region, and they fund Hamas, host Hamas leadership, and negotiate on their behalf. Sounds like a real ally, doesn't it? The headquarters of our Navy's 5th Fleet is in Bahrain. Over 3,000 troops are permanently stationed there. Despite Iran's attempts so far, nothing bad has happened there. President Biden has a very negative relationship with Saudi Arabia, once one of our strong allies, they ended our sales of Patriot air defense missiles to them. In Africa, our troops conduct counterterrorism operations in Somalia while our Navy works to deal with Somali pirates. In Sudan, there's a civil war going on. Nigeria has experienced Muslim extremists killing Christians. There's a UN designation for religious persecution, and then President Trump got it employed, and this really slowed down the killings a lot. But President Biden removed the designation, and the murder rate's gone back up. In Niger, the U.S. and France have been fighting al-Qaeda and ISIS terror groups in Niger and Mali and surrounding countries since 2013. In Asia, there's China's regular attacks on Taiwan. We have long agreed to assist that island with arms sales and sea patrols. In South Korea, our military is there to provide a massive military response should North Korea invade. We do work with Japan to provide a deterrent against North Korean or Chinese aggression. In Europe, there's the Ukraine war. We're the biggest provider of support, although Europe should have that role. About 500,000 people have died there so far. Germany fears that Russia will thrust through the Silwaki corridor, separating Poland from Lithuania, to open a land bridge to Kaliningrad, a heavily fortified Russian enclave on the Black Sea. This area is also the only land link between the Baltic states and NATO. And the Baltic states, once a part of the Soviet Union, are vulnerable. Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia are now NATO members. Making an attack on one of them is an attack on all of us. And we have troops deployed to Kosovo to deter a new outbreak of infighting between the Muslim Kosovo government and neighboring Serbia. To make an understatement, the world today is dangerous and it's liable to get worse. Our military is weak and getting smaller, this at a time when it's needed more. We're not and should not be the world's police force, but we should be able to help our allies. And one of our biggest hindrances is our nation's totally unbalanced budget and the resulting huge debt and the huge amount of interest we pay annually on the debt. We have a wonderful nation, but it's definitely not acting in our best interest. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
Well, Colonel, there's a Coast Guard member of Virginia who looks to be setting himself up for a great second career in the fashion industry. Kenneth Jones has been a Coast Guard yeoman for nearly 10 years, focusing on human resources for the service. But in 2021, he designed and submitted a Virginia Beach-themed sneaker into a contest, and it went viral. Since then, he's poured himself into building a clothing and sneaker brand, so he has another career when he leaves military service. In fact, he's been so busy, he says he's like Superman going into a phone booth. As soon as his day ends with the Coast Guard, he quickly changes out of his uniform and jumps into street clothes that he designed. He has gotten so big that his family has encouraged him to leave the service to invest all of his time into his clothing business, which is called Kingdom, spelled K-I-N-D-M. Currently, most of his designs play homage to the Virginia Beach area. Now, Jones has always been into fashion, but he didn't think it was a sustainable way to support his wife and son, at least until recently. When Jones entered a pair of Nike SB Dunks that he designed into a national contest in 2021. The only issue was he found out about it the day before the deadline, so he grabbed his son's crayons and color pencils and sketched it out. The sneakers were shades of blue to represent the Navy as well as the Coast Guard, with a trident emerging from the waves along the base of the shoe, and a tan sole to represent Virginia Beach's oceanfront. He not only won the contest, but was rewarded with 50 pairs being created and sold for $900 each, and they sold out in 15 minutes. However, he realized he couldn't have spent $900 to buy his own shoes, so he created another version and sold them for $200 apiece, and he sold 350 pairs. So although Jones may be leaving the Coast Guard for a new fashion career, he credits his time in the service for giving him this phenomenal opportunity. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk with Mike Fulgens about gold. Then we'll discuss Ukraine with Michael Kimmage. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You're standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Groups, it's time for some wind sprints. Do them for a couple of miles, then stand at ease.
From ensuring veterans get the care they deserve, to ending our nation's endless wars, to targeting out-of-control spending, Concerned Veterans for America is taking on the most important issues facing America.
You can help CVA shape a better future for Americans everywhere. Visit CVAFrontlines.com to learn more and join the movement. That's CVAFrontlines.com.
Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Frontlines of Freedom promo code. Truth, welcome back to our nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to welcome Dr. Mike Fulgens. He's the president of Universal Coin and Bullion in Texas, known as America's gold expert. He's won over 60 prestigious national and regional awards for his consumer education and project work in rare coins and precious metals. And he's served with distinction as a consultant to the Federal Trade Commission, the U.S. Postal Service, the General Services Administration, the U.S. Mint, the Royal Canadian Mint, the Attorney General of Texas, and he's on the Board of Directors of Crime Stoppers of Southeast Texas and the National Coin and Bullion Association. And there's actually a bunch more to share about him, but I want to start our interview. Welcome, Mike. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. You didn't include I was chief umpire of the Little League here.
No,
everything else.
Well, I didn't want to mention things where you're always wrong. I mean, I was a soccer ref for 15 years, and I was always wrong by half the people for any call I made or didn't make.
We have something in common. I coached girls and boys soccer up through select high school age for my daughter and through 12 for my son. So I feel your pain. I never got tossed out or carded or anything in a soccer game by a ref. So I was understanding of the soccer refs.
But the good deal about being a soccer ref is if somebody's annoying me, I can have them thrown out of the game, even if they're in the stands.
Correct.
Anyway, never did that, but it was cool to have it. Okay. I know that you personally weren't in the military, but I know your dad was a World War II vet, and your mom was a queen of something. Talk to us about your parents.
Well, whenever I tell my dad served at the Air Force Base during World War II in Alexandria, Louisiana. And he was a gunner, or whatever the term was, in fighter planes. And he never made it overseas, but he was stationed in Alexandria. And a lot of the school teachers, mom taught high school at Bolton High School in Alexandria, Louisiana, would volunteer at the USO or other places that served the military. And she met my dad there, and they ended up getting married, and she put him through law school in Loyola at New Orleans, Baylor in Waco, Texas. And dad went on to be a DA in juvenile court, a judge in juvenile court. Heck, he was a sponsor of John F. Kennedy coming to Louisiana in 1959 for a banquet in my hometown of Lake Charles to decide whether he announced to run for president. And after that dinner in Lake Charles, he did, because Lake Charles and Louisiana has a heavy Catholic population. We never had a Catholic president. And so because of the overwhelming support he got in Louisiana, he announced his candidacy. So I have a letter on my wall from John F. Kennedy to my mom where he quoted Daniel Webster. And when he wrote his Pulitzer Prize winning book, Profiles in Courage, Webster was the second great man he profiled. And as he wrote a quote from Webster, Jackie interrupted him and said, "It's build, not develop, honey." Mom said she was polite. He thanked her, corrected the word, and finished writing the letter to the pupils of Miss Fulgens. That's on my wall. Anyway, I digress. She was the fat queen or glycerin queen of Louisiana. During World War II, we collected a lot of things for the war effort, and glycerin was one of them. You get meat drippings, and they'd have posters up, not just Rosie the Riveter. You'd collect glycerin, and mom's high school class and her collected the most meat drippings or glycerin or fat to bring to the butcher. And that glycerin was used for nitroglycerin in the war effort, vaccines and bullets, the production of those things. And she got a proclamation from the Secretary of State as collecting the most in the state in the contest that she did for high school. So I always say she was the fat queen, but she didn't have a weight issue. She was lovely, but she was the glycerin queen of Louisiana during World War II.
And I bet she stands unchallenged in that position.
There will never be another World War II, so it's kind of like the old Southwest Conference down here. If you got a record in the Southwest Conference, as a buddy of mine has in the 440, it'll never be challenged because that conference doesn't exist anymore.
Hey, nothing like taking care of it, getting a high position, and then clear it out so that there's no competition again.
It I love it.
Makes right. sense to me. Okay, I know you have a large number of veterans working at Universal Coin, and that you guys honor your vets and have a pretty significant Veterans Day event.
Tell us
about that.
We bring them all out at lunchtime. We serve a meal to everybody. We honor them. We have a little gift for them on every Veterans Day, and we bring them out. So out of the 110 employees here, we have about, anywhere from 15 to 20 vets at any one time here, and we honor them there. And when we advertise for employees, we stress we hire vets. And a veteran is one of the best employees we can have. We love college employees from Lamar University here, but we also love our vets, and have a number of vets. The head of our IT department, Dave Hearn, served in Vietnam and wrote some books on it. And he had some great stories about serving in Vietnam.
Well, indeed, then I need to interview him sometime.
I can set that up.
Okay. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking with Dr. Mike Fulgens. Most military people do okay financially, but no one would call any of us rich. Given the horrible debt our nation is in now, and the fact that this is a presidential year, you're pretty good at financial evaluations and planning and taking care of things. Talk to us about what good advice can you give to everybody, but particularly to our veterans.
Well, I look at gold bullion, gold coins as life insurance for the rest of your portfolio. We say it has a negative beta. It often goes up or holds its value when other things go down. And the World Gold Council has done studies where a portfolio with up to 25% in gold or gold-related investments does better than one without it. Gold recently hit a record close, over $2,140. Uncertainty boosts gold pricing. And also, presidential election years, the uncertainty that's there, the last five presidential election years, gold has gone up significantly. In fact, it went up 24% during the 2020 Trump-Biden election year. And, you know, Mark Twain said something to the fact that history doesn't necessarily repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And if gold's gone up the last five presidential election years, there's a good chance we'll be 6 for 6, not 5 for 6. But, you know, there's no guarantees. But I like buying precious metals during election years. And that's proved out to be good for the last 5 election years. So that's what I want to say. It is one of the best years. Put your feet in the water and add a little gold to your portfolio. Gold has outperformed the Dow, the S&P by far, by more than double since 2000. And has far outperformed it since 1970. Now, there's a little thing we say, if you let me set the endpoints, I can show you the trend points. Anybody in any investment can pick the best 2 points to show you their area's done better. I'll just tell you that gold has done very good over the long time. It's been money since before Christ. I've got an award-winning gold guide. In the very beginning, I say 2,300 years ago, Aristotle described money. He described gold as portable, durable, divisible, and having value. And gold's been used as money since 550 BC that we know. So around the world, not just in the United States, you can even put gold in an IRA, which is a good diversification in your IRA. So I love gold. I'm America's gold expert, recognized by the government. I have the book of the year out this year from our literary guild. And if anybody needs information on gold, keep it. You know, I think they should consider adding gold to their portfolios. But you got to be careful, Colonel Denny, because there are a lot of shysters out there and there's some good companies. So I think we're going to talk about how do you pick the right company. I'm on a national anti-counterfeiting task force, and China, your buddy who was over there, China is flooding the market with counterfeits. I was with Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State under President Trump. We're talking about how we're getting more counterfeits in under the Biden administration than under the Trump administration. And the police chiefs I've worked with acknowledge that. Not just fentanyl crossing the border, and it's coins, it's bullion, it's fake bullion, it's fake cosmetics that have high lead levels, it's fake airplane parts, fake medical parts. It's horrible what China is sending into our country. Have you been familiar with that?
Yes, not as broadly as you were. We need to keep talking about that. And there's more to discuss about these kind of challenges with Dr. Fulgens. He's going to stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Yeah, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do, well, some days. Then take a break, but stay in the area. We'll be right back.
Fresh, flash, frozen from the American farmer every time. PatriotFoods.com, hit the shop now button. You're supporting a veteran family in need every time you shop. Look at us online, see how we give back. For the servicemen and women of this great country, we are fighting for the American farmer. PatriotFoods.com, promo code FREEDOM, 10% off today, folks. Shop now.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I buy Patriot Foods. It's great. PatriotFoods.com, promo code FREEDOM.
This hour of Frontlines of Freedom is brought to you by HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net is an online resource and information center dedicated to the welfare of those who have sacrificed for the freedoms, ideals, and morals we Americans hold dear to our hearts. At HelpVet.net, find information on benefit-related issues from education, healthcare, military pay, retirement, VA loans, and resources on education, finance, legal, health and wellness, the military life, moving and housing, travel and entertainment, and much, much more. Visit HelpVet.net, HelpVet.net.
Silver has increased 24% over the past 15 months and is a solid financial investment. Silver is projected to continue its rise and is nowhere near its 2011 high of $49 an ounce. So there's still a lot of room for investment growth. Call 800-UCB-GOLD or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're going to continue our conversation with Mike Fulgens about universal coin and bullion and proper investments. Mike, you just got through talking about the challenges or the wisdom in buying gold in a presidential election year. I'd like to take a look at the fact that our national debt is beyond any kind of common sense. Indeed, we owe so much money in interest on that debt that we don't have a lot to spend anywhere. Does that affect a purchase to buy gold too?
Absolutely. You know, in 1923, give you an idea how the dollar's been devalued. Three $20 gold pieces, almost 3 ounces of gold, would buy you tuition at our local university. I was honored to flip a coin, and I flipped a $20 gold piece at the Lamar University, McNeese State University Division I football game here. And three $20 gold pieces, I donated a 1923 $20 gold piece to Lamar University. You Google the coin flip at Lamar Fulgens, you'll see the story. But $60 paid for your tuition and books back in 1923. When I donated that coin to Lamar in the fall of 2023, 100 years after the university was established, $6,000 was tuition and books. It had gone up from $60 to $6,000. Your dollar had been devalued by inflation by 99%. From $60 to $6,000. But those three gold $20 gold pieces still bought you tuition and books. You can apply that to a lot of other products, but gold holds its value while the dollar, with debt and printing presses, printing out lots of dollars and spending, has reduced our dollar by 99% over the last 100 years. It's a real life story.
Yes, sir. But the amount of inflation that we've gone through since, say, 2000 is wild compared to before that. But we're living now, and we got to live with what we got now. And it makes sense to me to have a conversation on what's wise things to do with the money that you have.
I was with Steve Forbes in Nashville in November, and he said it's the dollar and inflation and spending. He says he expects gold to get to $2,500 or more, depending on who wins the election, because of our overspending and the very debt you're talking about to your listeners. And you're spot on with that. And you're agreeing with Steve Forbes. And I agree with him. Gold is now setting a record right now at $2,148. And we'll see if it sets a record at the close. But it's been going up tremendously. And if the dollar starts tanking a little more around the world, it's amazing when it'll go up. But a lot of the currencies in the world are weak. But I want to get back to picking a dealer.
Yes, sir. I'd like you to do that. Please do that.
It's personal to me because I stopped a guy selling counterfeits to a group of doctors in New Orleans in 1984. And he was an attorney. He befriended him in the church. And I helped them determine he was selling counterfeit coins to them. And in a rare case, we got him all the money back with the Secret Service and the OBGYNs. And we've been friends since then today. And they ended up, one of them that was head of the LSU Board of Supervisors, he became my wife's OBGYN when she needed one. And we became great friends for many years. But the problem was this person selling had never won an award, had never served on a board, was not known in the industry. And too many people buy and say, oh, here's their Trustpilot rating, or here's this. What credentials do they have? Are they published in a book that's an independent book? Have they won awards from an independent literary guild? Have they served or gotten an office on any industry boards? Have they won awards from any industry organizations? You want to find someone that has too much to lose to treat you wrong. And unfortunately today, some of the ratings you see by these services are pay for play. I had one group you see in people's ads that you pay an extra amount and they only report the ratings that come from first time clients. The only one I like somewhat, and it depends on the one, is the BBB, the Better Business Bureau. But really, you're looking to see, are they an expert recognized by others of the leading like Professional Numismatist Guild, the American Numismatic Association, the Numismatic Literary Guild? I've served on those boards. I've consulted for mints. I wrote the consumer alert for the Attorney General of Texas. And I'm not the only one out there like that. But, you know, it's like that you say about Earl Campbell. Do you remember him at the University of Texas in Houston?
I do.
Running back, Bum Phillips, the coach, used to say, he may not be the best, but you can count the others on one hand. You know, you want to find someone who has been recognized in the industry for their accomplishments and their expertise and also their integrity. And you don't want to just rush into it. The most important decision you can make is to research the person you're buying from.
You know, that makes real sense. I've been buying gold and silver in small amounts for 30, maybe 40 years. And I just assumed that the places I was buying were legitimate. I was right. There are only two or three total. In one case, I knew the guy quite well and did check him out. But it's pretty easy to think, wow, it looks heavy and it looks shiny, and that's therefore it must be genuine.
And then also, we had a dealer here about bump dumbbells in boxes of Silver Eagles, and there were no Silver Eagles. He just put the same weight of dumbbells in them, strapped them, and said, don't open it because they're worth more strapped, which is not true. And when some people opened them up, there were barbells inside. So you got to know your dealer, and I've been involved on the Board of Crime Stoppers here, the National Anti-Counterfeiting Task Force, and for 40 years, we've been helping people get their money back when they dealt with someone who sold them. You know, also, if someone sells you to something at double spot on bullion, that's fraud. I've helped them get their money back. They sell them, oh, you're going to get 10,000 free silver with this, but they charge double on everything else. So it's not really a good deal. So, or you buy this, I'll sell you this at cost, but you got to buy another coin where I make double on. Anything over 100% is fraud, according to Attorney General of Texas and the FTC in past court cases.
Yes, sir.
You don't have furniture markup or jewelry store markup on coins and precious metals.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking with Mike Fulgens from Universal Coin and Bullion. Mike, one last question before we wrap it up. What percentage of someone's savings or investments or future should be in precious metals? Do you have a feel for that?
Anywhere from 5 to 25%, whatever they're comfortable with, of their investments, I believe, should be in precious metals. I don't think you should have more than that. I also say that on other areas too. Now, there may be an exception for the right deal and the right situation, but I'm going to tell you this, that when I was with Steve Forbes, he said the most important thing he could tell young investors and middle-aged investors, as you make money and you invest or put money aside, put a portion of that aside in gold. He just said, make it a routine, make it a discipline. Put it aside. It's insurance for the rest of your portfolio.
Sounds good. Now take a minute and just talk about Universal Coin and Bullion. Where are you? Who are you? How can people reach you?
We've been here for 30 years in Beaumont, Texas. Locally, we've been voted the best buyer and seller by the local Beaumont Enterprise, a Hearst publication, the last 4 years. You know, I always say, eat where the locals eat, buy where the locals buy. And we've been voted the best here. We have over 100 employees here. We've been around for 30 years. We've done over $1 billion in business. And we're BBB rated A+. And, you know, right now I've got the book of the year from our literary guild. I contribute to the leading price guides. And I got some wonderful people working here who do a lot of good charity work. They're not just people who work with coins, but they're involved in coaching and volunteering for Meals on Wheels and helping with various charities in the area. Now, I will tell you, we have shootings for skeet and other things for the charities. We don't just have golf tournaments. We have shooting tournaments that we support here for charities. So we do a lot of good stuff. We're the official coin and bullion dealer of the NRA. And as such, we support the Second Amendment.
And as a very, very satisfied customer, you are everything you just got through saying you're doing. I've checked it out myself. That's why I keep buying from you.
Coming from you, I really appreciate that. And to all your listeners.
Mike, thank you. Thank you for your excellent comments, for your commitment to our nation and the multiple ways you serve it. I'm proud that we're friends and glad that we can work together. Thank you for joining us today.
The feeling's mutual. Thank you, Colonel Denny.
This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking with Michael Kumage about his book on Ukraine. Then Marines Gill and Skip will discuss the border and book. And of course, we'll conclude with the weekly mailbag and military history and our self-defense report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom Troops. It's time for pull-ups. Do 40 good ones, maybe about 20 push-ups, then grab some protein, rehydrate with water, and finally put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.